SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Do you know that resting your arm outside your car window while driving is illegal and you can be fined for it, or even honking your horn to say goodbye? In this episode, we bring you some lesser-known road rules which could help you avoid breaking the law on Australian roads. People whizzing through busy streets on battery-powered scooters during morning and afternoon peak is a common sight in most Australian cities. But many are unaware that electric scooters are prohibited on roads in some Australian jurisdictions. Peter Katsimidis, Senior Manager Transport Planning and Infrastructure at the Royal Automotive Club of Victoria, says many people are spending thousands of dollars without knowing that police can seize an electric scooter if they have a reason to believe that it has been used outside the private property.
Those scooters are not allowed to be legally used on our roads unless they can have a maximum speed of 10 kilometres per hour and 200 watts in power. You can't actually use them anywhere on the network as we have been seeing people use them. And it's a fine of over $800 if you are caught riding one of these devices.
For anyone who is not used to driving in the Melbourne CBD, Mr. Katsidimas says a manoeuvre called the hook turn may be confusing and intimidating. Hook turns were put in place to facilitate traffic efficiency for trams, and in accordance with this rule, a car driver must use the left lane to turn right.
If you are in the Melbourne city area and you see the sign that says turn right from the left or undertake a hook turn, you simply pull over to the far left of the inside the intersection, wait for the lights of the traffic you are entering to turn green. So once those lights go green, you just simply go forward or turn right and you've completed your hook turn. It's not as hard as you may think and no need to stress.
Former Top Gear Australia presenter and advanced driving instructor Steve Pizzati says that New South Wales is the state with the most unusual road rules in Australia. And while some of them make sense, like not being allowed to negligently or willfully interrupt a funeral procession or interfere and startle horses on the road, Mr. Pizzati says it's difficult to see any rationale behind some others. He points out one such rule which can earn you a fine if your car splashes mud on someone at a bus stop.
It's actually specific to mud and specific to a bus stop. So if it's water at a bus stop, no problems. Or if it's mud, but it's not a bus stop, that's okay. But it's specifically, it's really weird, specifically mud at a bus stop is illegal, and I think you'd be pretty hard done by if you got that fine.
Another rule in New South Wales that Steve Pizzati finds amusing relates to pedestrians.
The other one that I like in New South Wales, which isn't actually a driving rule, but it relates to pedestrians, and that is if you don't cross the road quickly enough, there's a fine. That's a $66 fine. If you've had an injury with your foot, I don't know, and you're walking very slowly, potentially you could get fined for being a bit of a nuisance.
When using roundabouts in Canberra and planning to drive straight ahead, indicating left as you exit a roundabout may help you avoid a fine.
There are some funny rules around roundabouts. And the one that stands out for me is that in most states, it's you don't need to indicate if you're going straight. But in the ACT, so if you're in Canberra, you must indicate even if you're going straight. So you must indicate, in other words, to exit the roundabout.
RACV's Peter Katsidimas points out that you could be fined for deliberately driving too slow on the road with a high speed limit across the country. He also warns about common misconceptions regarding bike riders on the road.
There's a misconception that bike riders have to use a separate bike path if it's available to them, but they can ride on the road. So when people are unlawfully tooting, using their horn to beat bike riders riding two abreast, keep in mind they can actually do that. And in fact, bike riders can actually do hook turns in Victoria at any intersection, actually.
Steve Pizzati says that waving while driving or resting your arms out of the car window is against the law in all states and territories, as is tooting your horn or flashing headlights.
It's a funny one. The horn is only meant to be used to signal where you are, or if you're maybe you're shooing away some wildlife or this sort of thing. So yeah, if you're just saying hello to someone, that's technically illegal. And as is flashing light. Funnily enough, the only time you're allowed to use your high beams like that, you are overtaking, which actually brings me to another point. Most states have got a provision that if you speed up when someone is trying to overtake you, that is illegal as well.
As a race driver for Porsche Australia, Mr. Pizzati spends a lot of time abroad where he became familiar with international driving cultures. He urges drivers who obtained their license overseas to consider the driver training and education programs in Australia are much less rigorous than, for example, in Europe.
Please be aware that the driver system in Australia is rather poor. The testing procedure is very, very simple. The practical side's very, very basic. So, yeah, be a little bit careful because the average Aussie doesn't get a huge amount of training, unfortunately, to get their license. So, yeah, drive defensively, I would say.
To find out the road rules for each Australian state and territory, visit the National Transport Commission website.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.